100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Recording from my temporary setup here in, well, the panhandle. Getting used to the place. Got a lot of the boxes all opened and arranged, and of course, everything will be rearranged and rearranged again. Tinny's doing fine. Mist, however, is, well, she's one of the layers in the bed. And eventually she'll come out, get food, poop, water, and then get back in there. She'll eventually come out. Although when she did come out, she tried to go up the chimney and up the flue. Had to pull her back down. Then she was doing a steeplechase over the grating. Got her leg caught and, well, she didn't really like being extricated from it. So, yeah, eventually had to go to the urgent care to get a few things patched up. We'll see if that turns out well. I'm a little annoyed about it all. I could have gotten a lot more done last week, but, yeah. Anyway, I can still get the podcast done this week, and so let's go ahead and listen to all the stories on the topic of Eaten by Lions.
Hi, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called The Truth Is Out. Pippa has understandably been living in fear of her police identity being discovered. In the little bit of sleep that she manages, she has a recurrent dream about being eaten by lions. The girls huddle together for warmth. They share stories about fictional worlds. Books and films seem safer than talking about who'll be missing them at home. Some things are too emotional for a semi-dark basement in December. They hear the first door being unlocked, unsure whether to get excited for food or fear what might happen. It's Pippa he's come for. She says her goodbyes. Thanks for listening. Happy Christmas. See you soon. Bye.
Good morning, it's Richard, and here's a story on the topic Eaten by Lions called Uncle Derek. That's the story, is called Uncle Derek, not the lions. Uncle Derek came to a rather unfortunate and grisly end. Eaten by lions in the heart of Africa. At least, that's what we were told as kids. The reality turned out to be somewhat more prosaic. Uncle Derek was actually in prison, doing a 15-year stretch for drug dealing following a raid at his local pub, the Heart of Africa. Our parents didn't want us to grow up with the stigma of his misdeeds, so they made up the lion story. Which makes me wonder if Aunt Ethel really was abducted by aliens, like they always told us happened. There you go. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He grabbed the book Eaten by Lions. The book was in the secret room. Gladiators, hungry lions, boring. On top of it all, the blasted book weighed a ton. One day, 2 days, and his hair turned gray. 3 days, 4 days, and he looked like a 90-year-old man. The book changed too. It looked less dusty, less moldy. And he couldn't remember a single word. But why did his master want him to read that book? When he exited the tower, he understood why. his 90-year-old master, looked much younger. Eaten, but definitely not by lions. This is my story for this week, or by my blog at lazygoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. What would you rather? To be torn apart by sharks, or eaten by lions? It's a serious question. Inquiring minds need to know. How about being flayed alive? Or burned at the stake? What's your preference? Boiled in oil, or incarcerated in concrete? I know you're thinking none are particularly pleasant ways to die, and you'd rather not choose. Which is just as well, really, since it'll be me deciding anyway. And, frankly, I've no time for any of that nonsense. Too complicated, and messy. It's a simple, single bullet, to the temple for you. You'll be, just as dead.
Hi people, Tom here, and my story this evening is called I'll Be Carrying a Copy of War and Peace Under My Left Arm. Arthur bemoaned the fact that the best code phrases and mission ops had been used up.
And there
it was
you
a lot
have
like
a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of eaten
Hurricane
by lions.
Lulu, in spite of her 250-mile-an-hour wind. Gone was the eagle that landed,
Tenny has been so clingy
Operation
and all that in her
Desert
head
Storm.
Is right next to the microphone.
Even that meeting next to the Brandenburg Gate.
She's been in my lap almost
thin,
all the time I've been
East
on the
German
sofa.
Lass, who insisted on using,
next topic is,
in winter, the snow
see,
is deep.
The lion that ate
eaten
cherries.
Eaten by lions.
That's a fun one.
Come on, what kind of
I guess we're
is
December
that?
Is going out like a lion, huh?
It was pretty much
well,
at that
it'll be
moment,
Christmas Eve when this goes up, so I don't expect
cat.
Y'all to be
eyes
rushing
above the
to
square,
get the stories
smiled.
In or listening, but
and the second
you can gather
story,
your families around the fire
up on one
or fireplace
my absence.
When your cat's trying to go up the flue or
every
jump over
intention.
The grating and get caught.
No good deed
you'll
is
bleed
left
all over
unpunished.
The floor. After
is
trying to get her out,
they're
asking if your tetanus
Thomas
shots
Aquinas,
are updated,
who wrote in
if that strange
Theologica,
cat had rabies, and
as punishment
you know,
is to the
a great
evil
welcome
act.
To the city kind
so
of thing.
To reward
although it's not really
a good
a city.
Act, now no
it's
evil
kind of out in the middle of nowhere,
is
which
unpunished
is why
by God, the just
I'm
judge.
Kind of used to having
therefore,
multiple 24-hour
no
trauma
is
surgeries,
unrewarded, and so every
instead,
good deed merits
the
some
pharmacy
good.
Doesn't even
my
have
favorite
a
example is
but the Whataburger does.
In August 1996,
thank you all for being a part of this.
A permanent
and as
injury
always,
to his vocal cords from an emergency medical procedure after an automobile accident. It left him with a permanent raspy voice. So he sued the EMTs. Nice. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Turabra Zoino here, with a story on the subject, Eaten by Lions. It was a long, hot drive to my daughter's commune, deep in the savannah. Her invitation had surprised me after our estrangement over her fanatical veganism, but I had to see her. We walked out together, and I was reassured to see them managing the place competently. An oasis amid the scrub and acacia. While pondering our unspoken issue, I suddenly realised she wasn't at my side. In the distance, she screamed, Die, carnivore! I made for the compound, but found the gate locked, the walls unclimbable. Night fell. Soon I heard the distant growl of a lion. Then more.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 291. Dyslexia in action there. 921, with the prompt of eaten by lions. Well, I guess it's goodbye to the Houston Astros. You won't have them to complain about anymore. Unless you're going to follow them from afar. Anyway, here's my story. Sabrina rolled her eyes. Of course you know that song. Everyone knows The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Linoleum Amanda shook her head, closed her eyes and sighed, trying to maintain her patience. When she stumbled over a clump of weeds, she opened her eyes and scowled at Sabrina. I know that song in the original Swahili language, and it tells of an entire village of people eaten by lions. Sabrina scoffed. As they reached the cabin, Bamilda said,
She's right, Sabrina. Much of our magic is tied to Swahili tradition, and that song specifically is used in testing babies for magical ability.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I was an intern at the zoo for a summer, and I learned a lot about the things that happen behind the scenes. Cleaning the cages, vet care, guests who do dumb and strange things. One dumb guy was trying to get a selfie at the lion pit and dropped his camera in it. Instead of calling for help, he tried to go in and get it for himself. We got good video of it on the surveillance cameras. It's the highlight of the blooper reel they play at Christmas parties at the zoo. That, and when the slushy machine blew up.